Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and streaming online via the satellite as well as the Internet. And a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women that are listening to us right now. Now, that goes along with the first responders that are out there, our EMTs, our firefighters, the police, the hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, especially our nation's truckers and the job that you're doing. We know how difficult it is to do the job all by itself. Add this coronavirus into it, it makes it even worse. So we know that you guys and gals are doing what you need to do, and thank you for what you're doing, and all the different support agencies with you, too. Now, a special shout-out goes to all our different oil workers that are out there tonight, too, because we know they're out there doing what they're doing to keep America energy independent. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And while you're over there, don't forget we're also on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Thanks for sticking around.
My pleasure.
Let's do the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday the president was talking to different corporations. By the way, a number of companies have come up now, and they are turning what they've been doing into manufacturing the M95 masks and the various protective gear, the PPEs that the medical people have to wear, the first responders, too, for that matter, with this coronavirus pandemic that's going on. And it's all a good thing, and it's good for America to see that.
It certainly is, Captain, and these companies that have stepped up, of course, include Ford, General Electric, and also Boeing as well. And, of course, Mike Lindell from the MyPillow company.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who Mike Lindell is for
yep.
TV commercials. They're making face masks and sewing at alarming rates to be able to do that and stepping up. And these are the kinds of things we see Americans do at a time of crisis.
But yet, GM yesterday, when the president was talking to them, trying to talk them into doing something, they were not being cooperative to begin with. So the president said to them, says, okay, I'm going to have to invoke the production law against you, and which is the almighty, the government takes control and says, we need this here and that there, and they do it. In the meantime, about the time they did that, I guess they were playing a game of chicken. General Motors said, okay, we got two plants, and we're going to do this and this over here and over here. But he did invoke the production law against them to force them to do it, which is well within his rights. And, you know, again, General Motors, they didn't want to go along with the deal here.
Well, exactly. And, yes, so the president said on Friday, he said, this invocation of the DPA, or the Defense Production Act, should demonstrate clearly to all that we will not hesitate to use the full authority of the federal government to combat this crisis. And that's directly from President Trump, and he means business.
And the other thing is, when you talk about all the different things that are going on here, the recession, probably some people are saying, could it be a depression? Well, to that I would say there will be a recession, and we'll come out of it once people go back to work and things continue to move in an upward direction. But if the virus remains untamed in certain areas or gets out of control, like in New York City or New Orleans, to where people are going to have to pretty much avoid those cities, avoid those areas, because they'll say no unnecessary travel in there, right?
Well, yeah, one would think, depends on how all of this continues with the virus. If the slowdown, 15 days to slow the spread, and then other mitigation measures that are going on, how they work. But, as you mentioned, Captain, whether it would be a depression or a recession or a depression, basically the underlying foundations of the economy are strong. They have been strong under this president. We've been going in the right direction. This is an existential event, essentially, against the economy, and I think you're right. Once people start going back to work, you're going to see a snapback, but depending, that's the length of this time when everything is turned off, that's going to help to be the determining factor.
Now, Joe Biden is agreeing with Bill Gates and for the fact that they both think that the United States should implement a lockdown in place. Everybody stays where they're at, shut the whole country down, stop the air flight, stop everything that's going on for 2 weeks. And I think that's a ridiculous way to do things, because there are parts of the United States where they are basically not being affected at all. Some of it's in the farm country of the United States. Some of it's in Texas. By the way, the weather in Florida is conducive now to killing the virus that's here, because it's getting warmer, it's getting more humid, and that's exactly what the virus can't survive under.
Well, sure. And, I think that, everybody just has to use, their critical thinking. When they hear, people make pronouncements about, well, we're going to have to stay inside for another 2 months or these kinds of things, because, unfortunately, there is a political factor to all this, and we want to drive it with facts, but not with hysteria.
Okie doke. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two, and a lot more coming your way. When we come back, Ohio has set up an all-male primary for April the 28th, an all-male primary. How's that going to work out? We'll tell you.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and kind of change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by my buddies at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. Now, I've been taking this for 3 years and 11 months. It'll be 4 years coming up April the 1st. If you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, any kind of pain, muscle aches, maybe you've pulled something, maybe you stretched something, you're in discomfort, or maybe you got swelling like I have in my ankle and my leg, which is bothering me right now where they did my ankle replacement, I take the Relief Factor and it works. It works for me. That's all I can tell you. It's not narcotic. It's all natural and it works. So let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, you can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, or you can give them a call and order it that way at 800-500-8384. Either way, tell them the captain sent you, because that'll make sure that you get it for that $19.95 price. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Ohio is set to have an all-male vote primary for the April the 28th election they're going to have. So the in-person vote they'd normally have is pretty much off from what I understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too as well, and so obviously this is a total response to what's happening with the coronavirus, because any of these primaries that would be upcoming, they've got to be looking at this in a very, very serious way, because how do you have people go and stand in line and be in such close proximity? Exactly.
Yeah, precisely. It's to keep the 6-foot rule and the whatever that is and all that other stuff, but 10 people in the room, and let's see, there was one place where they said you could only, I was trying to remember what it was that I saw, they could only have 2 people inside at a time, And then they'd go back out and two more people would come back in. I mean, that's, you know, what they were doing was, you know, really pretty stringent. Now, Carnival Cruise Lines is in talk right now. They're seeking up to $7 billion because of the money they've lost with their cruises. And I get that amidst the global travel halt. But Carnival Cruise Lines was not eligible for any of the money because they are not located in the United States. Their headquarters have moved out of the U.S. for tax purposes.
Well, exactly. And so they are not part of this emergency relief package, but arguably the cruise lines are going to be, if not one of the most hardest hit industries as a result of the coronavirus epidemic or pandemic. And one wonders, Captain, you know, even if by slashing prices and so forth, the cruise lines will have to have, I don't know, an enormous public relations campaign to show how they're cleaning the ships and these kinds of things. And I know from time to time certain ships in the past have gotten, a disease factor, and they have to go through these Herculean attempts to convince the public. And time goes by and more people go on cruises, but this is not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, we had another cruise ship yesterday that was somewhere off the Florida coast, and they were trying to get into Port Everglades. They had some people that had died on the boat, and they had around 100 or so people that were sick with the coronavirus, and they were seeking to come into the port. And I think what was going on, my understanding was they were going to take the people off the ship that they thought were okay and transfer them, but still quarantine them when they brought them into wherever they were bringing them into, and the other people were going to remain on the ship. And I'm not sure what is going on with that ship, but this was a Norwegian Cruise Line ship, which also runs out of America, a great deal. I've seen them over here on my side, plus over on the other side. And then you've got Disney. Remember, Disney's got cruises too, right?
That's right. Yeah, I've been on the Disney cruises. Yeah.
And they're all hurting. They're all hurting, all of them.
They really are. And again, this is one of those things similar to, you know, we now see, you know, movie theaters have been shut down. Gymnasiums have been shut down across the country.
Basketball courts on the outside, they're taking the hoops off the baskets in New York City.
Yeah, exactly, because otherwise people will congregate and have a pickup game of basketball. But the question is, as this begins to die down, how long will it take for people to feel comfortable going back to the movies, going back to the gym, going on a cruise, going to the ball game? And as you know, the opening day for the Major League Baseball, that's indefinitely postponed.
That was a couple days ago when they were supposed to have the first game here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now the other thing is that there's a report that the airlines may shut down their U.S. domestic travel sometime over the next 72 hours because there's airplanes that are flying out of here right now where I'm at, and I'm right here at the airport in Tampa, that are going out of here with half a dozen people or so in a big, great big old airplane.
It is really something, Captain. It's very, 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 very disturbing. I myself as well here in Southern California, I'm in the pattern for John Wayne Airport as the planes fly over. And I can tell you on a regular day, it's plane after plane after plane all the way up to the late part of the night, about 11 o'clock usually. You tune them out over time. You just get used to it. But I've noticed a marked drop-off. It's a handful of planes now. But there is this gentleman, Peter Greenberg, who's a CBS travel editor. He has come out and said that, you know, it's possible that there are rumors that the domestic airlines could stop service in, you know, about 72 hours or so because of this drop-off. Now, we know that the airlines have drawn up those plans in recent days because of what is going on, and whether or not they will put them into play, we don't know. It all depends on how this coronavirus emergency relief package plays out.
Now, there's some good news with the airlines. Well, not the airlines, sorry, with Boeing. And the good news with Boeing is they're going to provide cargo jets to the United States government to fly more supplies faster around the countryside to get them where they need to be.
Well, that is a very, very good thing. Obviously, again, these are companies and the people who run them stepping up and doing their part and contributing what they can. And in many ways, a lot of Americans are doing that very same mm-hmm. thing. They're helping to stop mm-hmm. the spread
yep.
of the, you know, to new hope.
Now, there's another story coming out of China, which is rather disturbing. China right now is using the coronavirus crisis to bulldoze churches and temples, and religious freedom watchdog groups are now accusing the Chinese Communist Party of using the Wuhan coronavirus epidemic as an opportunity to intensify their crackdown on religion while they've been bulldozing churches and places that were been under heavy surveillance, saying that, well, these were dens of the virus and we have to get rid of it. We have to destroy them. Blah, 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 blah. So, you know, needless to say, we all know that socialism and communism is not compatible with religion.
No, and that kind of excuse that they're giving is literally paper thin. And China has always been, unfortunately, they've been very hostile to the church and hostile to the gospel. They are hostile to anybody who wants to meet them. That's why we have a lot of information, well, some information, I should say, about the so-called underground church in China. But this is just a pretext, unfortunately.
Yeah, and with everything that we're seeing take place over the weekend here, with the supplies going in, by the way, the hospital ship going into New York City early because of the fact that they were able to get the work done that needed to be done to get the ship seaworthy and overhauled and all that sort of stuff in record time. And it'll be in New York, I believe, Monday morning, right?
That's right. I think that's the USS Comfort, I believe.
Yeah, it leaves today, and the president is going to go to Norfolk to bid it a farewell or whatever, bid it goodbye, whatever he's doing. There's something going on. The president's going to be there.
Well, right, and again, that brings about 1,000 beds to New York City Harbor so that perhaps trauma patients or others that require hospital care but don't need isolation because they're not involved in the coronavirus issue, they can come out and be on that ship. And because the hospitals proper can deal with the isolation issues much better than the U.S. Navy hospital ship, because it's not tooled up for that. But it goes all around the world, the two ships, the Mercy and the Comfort, and they help all kinds of people.
Yeah, and finally, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo admitted that there was a stockpile of thousands of unused ventilators when he accused the government of not sending him anything. He wasn't getting them. They come to find out they actually were in a warehouse, and apparently he wasn't, his people didn't tell him that they were in a warehouse and they were ready for delivery and nobody was getting them.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you on Monday. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And have yourself a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Kyle Warren, the host of The Kyle Warren Show, and I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way, and the first Military and Veterans News segment coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. President Trump signed a massive $2 trillion stimulus package for American workers and businesses in response to the coronavirus pandemic. There are now more than 1,500 deaths and 101,000 confirmed cases in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. Globally, more than 590,000 people have caught the virus, and it has killed over 26,000. More than 130,000 of those infected have already recovered, but there's still a long battle ahead, according to President Trump. For the first time, the United States has the most coronavirus cases in the world, now surpassing China. A record 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. And Los Angeles County, California, has temporarily closed all of its beaches to prevent crowds of people from spreading the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news report here on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their 2 locations to serve you. Find out more about them by going online to the NAA.edu website. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we had both on the show on Thursday. We answered several questions from people in the audience. Most of them were students that were asking about classes that were coming up and all that stuff, and that was great to hear. And others were prospective students, and that was always great to hear. But to find out more and to find out how you can become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a very high in demand job, especially with all the airliners that have currently been parked. Because guess what has to happen before they can go back up in the air again? They have to have an aviation maintenance tech come in and recertify all the systems that they're working and this, that, and the other. And that means that right now, if you are an aviation maintenance tech, you are going to make a fortune because you can work as long as you want and make some fantastic money. For example, an average 40-hour-a-week job as an aviation maintenance tech will pay you about $60,000 a year. Do the math, figure out what happens when you add a bunch of overtime into it. Now, all of that being said, they have two locations to serve you, to train you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, along the Tampa Bay area, which is on the west side of Tampa, over in Pinellas County, across the bay from where I'm at. And the National Aviation Academy can fill that void that you've got and give you a great career path. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080, either one of their locations, the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Again, the phone number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, in the Pacific, a COVID-19 outbreak has sidelined the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt. Now, to combat a growing outbreak of COVID-19 in the carrier Theodore Roosevelt, the Navy has ordered the ship to pull into Guam and have the whole crew of 5,000-plus sailors tested for the coronavirus to see what's going on. Now, this is crucial. This is a big deal to put an aircraft carrier out of service for something like that. And the services saw another sharp uptick in confirmed coronavirus cases, according to the Defense Department's latest data. It included a 32% rise both in the troops with COVID-19 as well as the DOD's overall figure, which includes dependent civilians and contractors. Now, the Army appears to be coming to terms with the severity of the coronavirus pandemic following the dissemination of a brand new fragmentary order on Thursday. They seem to be getting their numbers pretty much in line right now, so that's a good thing. And even as the Veterans Affairs staffers prepare to deploy outside their hospitals to help with the national response to the fast-spreading coronavirus pandemic, the Secretary Robert Wilkie is promising that the department's first focus will always be on caring for veterans. Now, the military is also calling back, or thinking about calling back. They haven't done it yet. They're asking for volunteers. Retired medical military people, both doctors, corpsmen, and nurses. I am sure that if they do that, they all won't be going back into military units. They may be going into VA hospitals, some of them. Also, the United States military has handed over the Qayyara Air Base, which is located in western Iraq, just 30 miles south of Mosul in Iraq. And Iraqi's military said at least two rockets hit inside Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone again, the seat of Iraqi's government and home to the American embassy. And the first attack following a brief lull in violence from earlier this month. Well, they're back at it again. By the way, there is a lot of terrorist chatter right now that the terrorists are up to no good, thinking that they can catch the United States and their allies at a vulnerable time. And we need to be very, very careful and on our toes right now because the bad guys are trying to take advantage of what they see as an opportunity. All right, well, let's go to the phone line. Let me see here. I think I got Todd. So, 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen of the United States. Here we are And we have, what, 236 days, 234 days till Election Day, so we can get Make America Great. You know, Make America Great, you know, the Chinese can go pound sand, you know, first of all. And second of all, you can take your lawsuit and don't waste the court's time because it was you guys. We're rolling along. We want to be rich, happy, and healthy and keep the government out of your life. That's what Make America Great stands for, okay? Okay, raise your family and have some fun and enjoy yourself and worship the Lord Jesus Christ without the government telling you what to do and what you can't do. And now swindling us here with this nonsense, okay? I don't know one Trump supporter who's got the virus. The 63 million of them, I don't know one of them. You want to say Rand Paul? He's owned by Soros. Get out of here, okay? We stand with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're having financial trouble, take $10, run to your local church and say, thank you, Jesus, for all my blessings, and pay your tithes, okay? Because Jesus Christ is your source. Let's get to work here. I want to see a list from the White House of all the House members that Trump is supporting and all the senators so we can get rid of Romney and these fake Republicans. We got work to do. God bless.
All right, Todd in Tampa, and some words for wisdom there. By the way, the Defense Department oversight of military privatized housing remains too limited to ensure that troops and their families aren't living in substandard conditions, according to a new report into ongoing efforts to improve the system. Hopefully they can do that. Hopefully. And there's new guidance from the Pentagon right now that's laying out a series of special pays and allowances for military members who are currently dealing with a coronavirus response. Now, that could be being quarantined after contracting the virus or being separated from your families due to permanent change of station changes and you're stuck somewhere and you can't get back home because of the travel restrictions, because right now the military is not moving anybody anywhere. Period. They stopped deployments. They've stopped relocations. They've stopped flights. People flying back and forth. It's on a need to go basis only. So, serious stuff going on. And the Army, of course, their people are staying closer to base. In some cases, they're actually staying on the base. They're restricted to the base. In other areas, maybe they can go off 10, 20, 30 miles, and that's it. It all depends on where they're at. This is pretty strict stuff that's going on right now. By the way, hold tight. The stimulus checks that President Donald Trump was promised will be on the way. Now, these checks aren't going to everybody. Okay, so you have to understand that to begin with. And Americans from coast to coast that qualify should start receiving their coronavirus relief checks in about 3 weeks. The payments are now being processed. And if you make up to $75,000 annually and you've been working and you filed a 2019 income tax return, your amount will amount to $1,200. And for every child you have, you'll get an extra $500. That's individually the $1,200. But if you want to make sure you get your cut of the government's historic COVID-19 relief fund, then you need to be up to date on your federal taxes. That means you had to have filed a return for 2019 already. If you haven't, then they're going to use the 2018 return after they do all the 2019 returns first. That I do know. All right, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and going to take another look at the highways and byways out there. And then Denise Simon will be along shortly. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Alrighty. Jerry Reed, right in the front seat. Bandit up front somewhere, frog on his lap. And they're just rolling away with the sheriff chasing them, right? Okie dokie, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Now, stop by today and find out. They're not your daddy's truck stop, but I'll tell you what, they really are doing a bang-up job these days, going way out of their way to try to help you to make sure you drivers out there in the road are as comfortable as can be, and they're doing everything they can to see to it that that's indeed the case with the things that we're being presented with this coronavirus thing that's going on here. All right, well, a significant severe weather outbreak is happening right now. It's going to happen for portions of the middle Mississippi Valley on Saturday. The threats with stronger storms, including some tornadoes to spring up, a few of which may be significant, large to very large hail and damaging winds are all possible. Now, I am looking at an area in right along I-70 in Illinois right now from the Missouri line, about two-thirds of the way across Illinois, certainly over to Effingham. And that area is under a severe thunderstorm watch. Some areas have a severe thunderstorm warning in it. There is a flash flood watch and warnings along with this. There's rain in other parts of Illinois tonight, but nothing like this one particular area where it's been that way all night long. And I hate to tell you this, but it looks like as if at any moment that could fire up into something different. There's some real contributing factors to this. Now, backing up, going into Missouri, you do have some fog. Western part of Missouri along I-70, and then that fog runs north up into Iowa in the central part of Iowa. Pardon me, going up I-35 from the Missouri line on up into just about Des Moines right now is where that fog is, and then it eases off. Now, moving straight up, let's go up into Minnesota. You do have some rain in Minnesota tonight around the Twin Cities. You've got some wind up in the northwestern part. And then to the north and the east of the Twin Cities tonight, you've got temperatures are dropping. You've got some frost and a freeze going on up there in some areas. And there's some winter weather up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. It goes up into Canada, so be advised of that, too. In the scheme of things, with the midst of everything that's going on. And then over in Wisconsin, you've got showers possible in about half of Wisconsin tonight. Michigan, the western part of Michigan, there's some rain there. You've got some rain across the I-80 and I-90 corridor of both Indiana and Ohio, all the way across towards the central part of Ohio. Going back up, and by the way, and since the last hour, wouldn't you know, way up in Maine, the northwestern corner of Maine, just east of New Hampshire, you've had an area of snow break out up there, and there is some snow in the northwestern part of Maine right now, right way, way, way up there, so there you go. Now, moving across into, staying on I-70, moving over into Kansas. Got some high winds in Kansas, the eastern third of Kansas tonight, to include Kansas City. Going out to the western part of Kansas City and the northwestern corner of Kansas City, you have some snow. You also have some snow coming out of Denver on I-76 going up into Nebraska. You've got some snow flurries in Nebraska. Probably Al's getting snowed on by the looks here. Coming across a third of the way through Nebraska from the South Dakota border all the way down to the Kansas and Colorado line. And then eastern Wyoming, you've got some snow flurries there in eastern Wyoming tonight. And that would be from Cheyenne over to the line. And some wind down in New Mexico, and that's about it. That's about it for the weather tonight. Enough to keep you busy. Don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by. They're doing the best they can under the circumstances that everybody's presented with right now to see to it that the truckers have got their showers and they've got food and They've got a place to do their laundry and this, that, and the other. Obviously, the restrictions are what they are right now, but Pilot and Flying J is doing what they can to bend over backwards to take care of the drivers and all the different people out on the road that need to have a place to get fuel and get food and whatnot. And that's what they're all about. So keep that in mind. Now, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and Denise Simon is with us right now. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
$2.2 trillion. What did we get?
Well, we'll soon find out. We'll have to find out what, how fast this aid money gets to business, and what business can do with it, stipulations that are attached. We don't know those answers yet. We're still, I would say we have probably 30 days to see some kind of spark in this $2.2 trillion.
Well, listen to this nonsense that went on yesterday in the House of Representatives.
Beam for our manufacturers who have no... I request 30 more seconds because I rise before you adorning
the
these...
The gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
Not for personal tension. Not for personal tension, but to encourage you to take...
Gentlemen,
I'm
going to give you more time.
Right to the family...
The gentlelady will suspend. The gentleman from Maryland is recognized. The gentlelady is out of order.
I yield the gentlelady 30 additional seconds.
The gentlewoman is recognized for an additional 30 seconds.
Cause of their servitude, sharing in the profession with those who have not come before you. Similar times of trying medical need, wars and flus pass. You will see darkness. You will be pushed. And our society needs you.
Where's the straight jacket when you need it? That was Haley Stevens, Democrat of Michigan, and boy, was she nuts.
Some of our representatives make us look like the UK Parliament, doesn't it? The British Parliament.
That was worse. That woman there, and the way she acted belonged in a straitjacket.
I watched it. I saw the whole thing on C-SPAN. Yep. I watched it.
Yep, I didn't watch it. I heard it, and all I had to do was hear it. I heard all I needed to hear.
Well, you should have seen her. You should have seen her.
Oh, I saw a picture with the pink gloves.
Yeah.
Pink gloves, right?
Gosh, she was possessed.
Yeah, and these are people that get elected. And again, she's from Michigan. You folks up there in Michigan, you can do better than that. I mean, you got Tlaib, and now you got this bird, too? Holy smokes. And then we saw AI. She looks like she was, and I did see her. She looked like she was directing a symphony orchestra.
Yeah, well.
All because the illegals didn't get money.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, what are we going to do, Coach?
Well, we have until, what, the two-week thing ends Monday. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I would say that the Trump White House is going to be very, very busy with the State Department, with FDA, with CDC, with the finance people, DHS, to determine where we go on Monday. Do we go another week?
Hold that thought, because here we go. You're going to get caught up by the computer. All righty. And we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news. On the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, don't go anywhere. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, including what's going on over there in Italy and Iran.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.